dance music.
Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for A Little Bit of Soul with your host, Jade Puck. A Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown. Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
It is Friday, the 3rd of March, 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksin, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we are going to talk to Kayla Thornton Trump. Did I say that right? Okay, Kayla. All right. Also known as Kiki, who is a up-and-coming singer, songwriter, actor, dancer, performer, who's going to be part of a big showcase at the Red Club next. Red Room. See, if I don't write it down, then I don't have it. Anyway, we're going to talk to her in a few minutes, and we'll also play a lot of great local music, keep you on top of what's going on this weekend, and let you know what else is going on. It's Vancouver's go-to hour of local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. All right, Kiki is in the studio with us, and along with her dad, Dakin. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. So before we actually start talking, let's get a sound. Listen to what you sound like. This is a song that you actually wrote yourself. Is that correct?
It was written for me.
Okay. It's called "I'm Not a Bad Girl."
I'm not a bad girl. I just don't want to play the game. They don't wanna have to
That's a pretty nice song. Now, you say you didn't write that yourself. Who wrote it for you?
I collaborated.
Okay, you gotta get rid of that.
I collaborated with this guy named Clark Ford.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, he let me use the song. So.
Oh yeah, and how long have you known him?
Maybe 3 months.
Oh yeah. Oh wow. Just sort of got together, found a nice song, and off you go.
Yeah.
Now, you're what, grade six?
Grade seven.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How long have you been, singing?
I'd say about 2 or 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
What got you started?
Well, my dad got for me my first guitar, and yeah. So I started with that, but then I kind of, like, in this music industry, I kind of got involved into singing.
Uh-huh.
Instead, so yeah.
So you just picked up a guitar and you started going. Did you take any lessons or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Stop taking pictures while she's trying to be interviewed. Dads are all the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta like it.
How long have you been actually performing in front of people in public?
Maybe about a year. Yeah. I also do acting too, uh-huh. So...
What was first, acting or singing?
Singing, yeah. And then acting, yeah.
What was your first gig? What was your first time in front of people?
It was called Stealing Christmas, and it was a Christmas production, and it was really exciting.
Yeah?
It was quite small, but it was a really good start.
And what was that at Burnaby Village?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know Nancy, the director there, and so we worked together a few years ago. She says some very nice things about you, actually. Yeah. Do you also write your own songs?
Yeah, I do. I also really like poetry.
Yeah?
Yeah, and writing stories. So, like, I like all writing.
Well, that's all writing, yeah. Things. That's all. It's all the same thing. It's all, you know, it's all a way of, mm-hmm. of telling stories and stuff. And as if that wasn't enough, you're also proficient in taekwondo.
Oh, yeah.
Second degree black belt.
Yes.
That's not easy. How long have you been doing that?
I'm taking a break from it now to kind of focus on my singing career, but I think about since I was six.
Wow. Amazing. Just that's fascinating. And obviously you love doing it or you wouldn't keep doing it. What is it about taekwondo that you like?
It's just like the self-defense makes me like a little more confident to go out in public.
Yeah, it keeps you grounded, mm-hmm. keeps you focused. All kinds of stuff. And then there was something else I saw here about indoor parachuting.
Oh, yeah. I'm also certified for level 2 of indoor skydiving.
Indoor skydiving. Is that the one where they have, like, the big fans that blow you up?
Yeah.
And you wear, like, a flying squirrel suit or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And how did you get started with that? Whose idea was that?
Well, it was my dad's idea. We just did it for fun once down in Seattle, and like I got really into it. So like we started going down there since my dad's a long haul truck driver.
Uh-huh.
So we went down there a lot, and I just kept on practicing.
Wow,
you gotta like dad.
I know. My God, Dakin, you're like the Wayne Gretzky of pop music, or the Walter Gretzky of pop music.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So. What is it about Kiki that inspired you to kind of get her going into this career?
Well, thanks for asking that question, Dave. You know, it's because everybody's a proud parent, proud father, so we all have that in us inherit. But just a lot of the relatives and friends just, you know, were saying the same things, that they just saw something special in Kiki at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she just had that aura, that sparkle,
that
charisma. And as she's grown up, you know, we're just giving her the opportunities, taekwondo, swimming, everything, and see what she gravitates to. And music and writing and poetry just are natural. She's just natural to do all that stuff.
Do you have a background in any of this, in music or writing?
I have a background of sitting down and listening to a lot of music, and that's about it. I always wanted to get into music, always wanted to play guitar and stuff, but, you know, just... all the other stuff with life never got around to.
Yeah, I'm the same way. People ask me if I'm musical. I say I play records.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So So I got a good ear for music.
Yeah.
And Nancy was actually Nancy Von Yu was Kiki's first director.
Yeah.
And she did all that. And actually, Nancy's working with Kiki right now. Actually, we were with Nancy yesterday. It's doing all the background stage work and blocking for the upcoming event at Red Room with Landmark Events.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. This is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Like a showcase of new performers.
Yeah, the way it happened is Kiki's on Reverb Nation, which is a very big place for artists to put up their music.
Yeah,
and it's streamed worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Kiki has over the last few months gained the position of she's number one for Vancouver for singer-songwriters. She's number one for Canada singer-songwriters.
On Reverb Nation. Wow.
And she's number three globally for all genres for singer and songwriters. And Reverb Nation has approximately 5 million artists.
Yeah.
Online.
Yeah, it's not a small house there. That's
And they have about 15 million songs online.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So in that, she got the focus and the notice from Landmark. They're out of Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
They do this every year. It's like a mid-sized, The Voice, America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
And they do a show in Montreal. They go down to Ottawa, Toronto, Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver. And you have to be picked. It's by invitation.
Mm-hmm.
And Kiki is the youngest, 12 years old, ever to be asked to get on stage. And there will be about 35 executives from across Canada and the United States.
Yeah.
As judges to be judging the talent at the show, and it's all different genres.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard rock or punk or whatever. You know, and
that's the nice thing. That's the nice thing about those kinds of events too, is that it is a contest. There are winners and that kind of thing. But just being seen, can open all kinds of doors for you. So it's a great opportunity.
Yeah,
yeah. So what are you going to be performing at the Red Room?
March 12th.
Yeah. But what songs are you going to be doing?
Oh, so I'm going to be doing Maps by Maroon 5,
mm-hmm.
Marry You by Bruno Mars, and then He Was Crazy, just another original.
Yeah.
Just Dance by Lady Gaga, Rolling in the Deep and Crazy, mashup by Adele, and Hot and Cold by Katy Perry, Black and White by Michael Jackson, and I'm Not a Bad Girl.
Oh, wow. That's a full set.
Yeah, and Confidence by Demi Lovato.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a full, we get 10 minutes set up and it's 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And it starts at about, 4 o'clock, I think, in the afternoon and goes right until midnight. There'd be about 15 different groups, artists performing live on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody's not been to the Red Room, it's phenomenal. It's a world-class nightclub sound. You know, stage, full stage, lights, everything. It's
yeah,
really cool.
Yeah, it's been, it's gone by different names, but there's been a nightclub in that spot since the mid-80s.
Yeah.
You know, I used to work with a former manager of that place.
Oh, really? Yeah. Cool. Yeah, that's really
Yeah, this was like back in 1986. I was working at Expo, And and one of the guys who worked in the bar with us, he was a part owner. I forget what the name of the club was at the time, but he was a part owner of the club. Hmm. And in order to gain experience on how to actually do the job, he was working as a sort of a busboy in the bar and restaurant. And
crazy.
That. So yeah, I've known about that place for a while. Yeah. Well, the event itself, it's happening on Sunday the 12th. And like you said, it starts at 4 o'clock.
About 4 o'clock, yeah, and it goes to midnight. And you buy your tickets. I think they're 15 at the door, 14 mm-hmm. if you go online.
Yeah.
And that is through Landmark, though. It's not through the Red Room, who's doing the paper tickets and online tickets. So you
right.
can find it through
So that's them. landmarkevents.net is the site to find out more information on that.
Yeah, and your one ticket gets you in the door all day, and yeah. you can listen to all kinds of different genres, and that's really what Landmark puts it together for, is that you can reach out and start, you know, enjoying another genre you might not enjoy before.
Yeah.
And see it all live.
Fabulous.
So.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for coming in and chatting with us. Would you like to do another song?
Sure.
Okay. What's this one called?
It's called You Live In Me.
All right. Thanks a lot for coming in, Kiki. All right. All right, Dad, hit the go button.
I followed you, I let you lead. You were so sure, and I believed. You spoke of love, you touched my soul. You gave me hope, you made me whole. You live in me, your spirit's bright.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quichua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary.
Unceded Airwaves airs every Tuesday from 11:30 to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM or at CITR.ca.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
Three women, dressed in lingerie, were hanging from the ceiling on meat hooks. In an adjacent room, a man was in bed with two deceased females, also wearing lingerie. He positioned their arms in a sexy embrace. Down the hall, a man holding a chainsaw stood over the motionless body of a sixth woman lying on a table covered in plastic. These are scenes from a popular music video by a Grammy Award-winning artist. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like entertainment? Join the conversation at hashtag not okay.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Do you ever feel uncomfortable or unsafe walking around campus at night? There's an AMS service dedicated to helping anyone trying to get across campus alone at night. We're SafeWalk, and we have your back. Call us at 604-822-5355 to request a transfer, or check out our website at ams.ubc.ca/safewalk for more information on hours and policies.
So our dear friends, the New Black, are going to be performing tonight at the Princeton Hotel on Powell Street and Victoria. They're going to be there with the Diviners, with Janice McKenzie, and the traditional surf group, the Flat Four. So it's going to be a lot of fun. The Badanic family, the McKenzie family, all the... all kinds of old CITR types going to be on stage at the Princeton tonight. Here's the New Black.
You're good for nothing, boy. You'll only bring me down. But I can't help myself. Guess I like you around. Put a little trust in a hated man. Drop dead gorgeous, going nowhere fast. Just a little crush on a hated man. I'm feeling like a wreck and the ship's gone.
Got his fingers in my hair. He knows it makes it hard to swim. He's got me fighting for some air. Shipwreck.
That's the New Black, going to be at the Princeton tonight. You know, one of the best-kept secrets in Vancouver theater is Théâtre de la 16e, which is Vancouver's premier French-language theater company. And they are they're just great. It's some of the best professional theater in Vancouver. It's not in English, so if you don't speak French, don't keep that, don't let that keep you away. In fact, they do translations with English surtitles, so you can follow along as well. But it's the kind of theater that once you're there, once you get into it, you get absorbed into it, and it's really an amazing experience. Right now, they're doing Michel Tremblay's Bonjour le Bonjour, which is set in the 1970s. Basic story is it's about Serge, who comes home after a 3-month trip to Europe, and then he finds his hypochondriac aunts, his deaf father, older sister, for whom he remains an object of desire. So there you go, a little Quebecois incest for you. And it deals with forbidden love and the difficulty with which we express that love, a tragedy both poignant and beautiful, deeply moving, created by the father of contemporary Quebecois theater, Michel Tremblay. It's directed by Gilles Poulin-Denis, and it has a fabulous cast of some great local Francophone actors, and all of whom are worth seeing. So check that out. It's at Studio 16 at 7th and Granville. It goes from now until the 11th of March. It's Bonjour, Le Bonjour. Don't miss it. If you like the a cappella stuff, there's a group called Countermeasure. They are on a national tour, and they're going to be performing next week at Vancouver's Unity Center, which is at 41st and Oak. So they're called Countermeasure. One of those groups who they've been around for about a dozen years, and they have been receiving all kinds of great acclaim from the a cappella community. The Contemporary A Cappella Society of America has given them awards like Best Jazz Album and Best Contemporary A Cappella League. They're called Countermeasure. I think I've said that 4 times now. And as I said, they're going to be performing at the Unity Center at 41st and Oak next week. And if you want to get an idea of what they sound like, then just listen to... Oh, don't listen to that. I have to close that down. And then I was so smooth. I was so smooth. And then listen to it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Should I just keep doing the Lismas?
give nuts and we give it all we got.
Ladies,
show me what you do.
Come on, girls, I said, whoa. You just sit there and think about what you've done.
2, 3, 4. I feel so far away when we're taking it home, taking it home.
Big John Bates, and they're going to be performing tonight at the Astoria on in the sunny downtown East Side. 769 East Hastings at Heatley. And this is a kickoff to a tour of Japan. The Big John Bates Norchestra, Noirchestra, is an intense symphony of Twin Peaks guitar, post-punk violin, orchestral upright bass, and dramatic lead vocals. And they are going to be doing a tour of Japan. So if you want to get a sense of what the Japanese are in for, head out to the Astoria tonight. And also going on this weekend is a big deal. Our dear friends, the Real McKenzies, are going to be performing. I'm just trying to find it. There we go. They've been around for 25 years, the Real McKenzies. And, it's just like yesterday when they got started, and here they go. And they've toured Japan, they've toured Europe. They're huge all over the world. They're playing at the Rickshaw tomorrow. So go see Big John Bates tonight at the Astoria, and then tomorrow head on down to the Rickshaw to hear the Real McKenzies doing stuff like this.
Minister's frock, and he raised his drunken fist.
What's the matter with fear of baskets going around and around? Saturday night, Sunday morning, the king of basket town. What's the matter with fear of baskets going around and around? Saturday night, Sunday morning, the king of basket town. Saturday night, Sunday morning, the king of basket town. Saturday night, Sunday morning.
Stephen Aberle is doing a show at the Havana this weekend. It's an impromptu cabaret festival. Join actor-singer Stephen Aberle and pianist Angus Kellett for a sprightly evening of grotesquerie. Accelerate from irony to despair in 60 minutes. Abandon all hope, ye who enter here. Savor works by Tom Lehrer, Randy Newman, and others. And Stephen's own ballad of Love, Hunger, Jealousy, Betrayal, and Global Devastation, The Monster Child. It's happening this weekend, tonight at 9 o'clock and Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Havana on Commercial Drive. It's the Impromptu Cabaret Festival.
How do you like your media?
Raw. Spicy.
Free. I like my media sunny side up.
Shape your media just the way you like it by supporting CITR. Every year, we ask listeners, readers, friends, and family to support CITR by donating to our annual fund drive. It keeps the station running, and it helps us take on new projects. This year, CITR is looking to help our community shape their media by fundraising to provide new training sessions in current affairs journalism, giving creators new skills to shake up the media landscape. Thursday, March 9th at 12 p.m. to March 16th, we're opening up our phone lines old-school telethon style. Call in during your favorite programs to hear about the special prizes each show is offering. You can support CITR and Shape Your Media by making a pledge. You can also make a pledge now online at www.citr.ca/fundrive. How do you like your media, John?
Spicy. Is that good?
Thank you.
Wait, hold on.
I think
he can also say spicy. Can I say something else?
Mm-hmm.
No, can you ask me a question again?
How do you like your media?
Well done. But that's not like what CITR is more like a rare mistake.
Thunderbird Radio Hell!
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m. That's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people. So check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
It is now time for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. BC Schizophrenia Society still looking for some puppeteers. They're doing a show called What Are Friends For? And it's going to be in production through April, May, and June. It's an educational puppet show for children ages 9 to 11 that aims to challenge stigma and promote empathy related to psychosis. If you think you are interested in being part of this, contact Jennifer at puppets@bcss.org. Beach House Theater in Crescent Beach, doing The Heart of Robin Hood and Tales of King Arthur, two different shows running in repertory in August. They are having auditions on Monday, looking for some actors to play a variety of roles, plus fill their large ensemble cast. Looking for 9 males and 5 females for the ensemble, all ages 19 and older. Beachhouseauditions@gmail.com is the website for that one. Camp Shakespeare, Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance, Summer Musical Theater Program. That happens in July and August, two different groups. The auditions are in late March, early April at the Jewish Community Center at 41st and Oak. And looking for singers, dancers, actors, performers between the ages of 9 and 19. You can contact them or go to their website. It's The Impresario, T-H-E-I-M-P-R-E-S-A-R-A-R-I-O.ca, or you can check the Jewish Community Center website for more information on that. United Players of Vancouver at the Jericho Arts Center doing The Game of Love and Chance by Pierre de Marvieux. And I didn't say that right either. It's happening in June. The auditions are next week, Saturday, March 11th at the Jericho Hill Center, which is part of the complex where the Point Grey Academy is located at 4196 West 4th Avenue. They've got two women and three men between the ages of 20 and 50. So more information on that or to book an audition time, you can call Andre at the Jericho Arts Center, 224-8007. Bard in the Valley doing William Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing, and that's happening in June. And that is auditions are happening next week, March 12th and 13th at the Douglas Park Rec Center in Langley, looking for about 14 actors to play multiple roles. The Vancouver Professional Theatre Alliance doing their unified general auditions in March, and that's happening March 21st. If you want to know more about that, that is gvpta.ca, Greater Vancouver Professional Theatre Alliance, unified general auditions. A couple of Fringe Festival auditions to make note of. One is called Obit, and that is written and directed by Kathy Colas and Simon Roberts. That is their auditions are happening at the end of March, looking for three males, three females. This is a one-act play that puts a dark comedic spin on death, asking the question, does the written obituary accurately portray the person who died? And what about the people left behind? Those auditions happening again on in March, March 26th and 29th. The address will be confirmed once you reply by email. And another Fringe show, this one is called Her Name Was Mary. It's produced by Indigo Child Productions and written and directed by Ty Amy Grauman. And or is it Grohman? And the auditions are happening on the 26th of March at Progress Lab, which is in the industrial district between Clark and Commercial on William Street. Looking for two lead females, Mary and Amy. The characters age from 10 to 15, although the actors don't necessarily have to be those ages. And there's also looking for a couple of other actors, no gender or age specified for those roles. And the note says, we are committed to inclusive casting. We encourage submissions from professional artists who self-identify as members of underrepresented communities. If you want to know more, contact Seamus. And that and his email is indigochildproductionsvan@gmail.com. And the Vagabond Players in New Westminster doing Charlie's Aunt, directed by Dale Kelly. That production's happening in June. The auditions are in early April at the Bernie Legg Theater in Queen's Park. And if you want to know more about that, go to vagabondplayers.ca. To get details on these or any other audition notices, go to vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email us right here at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. Our dear friend, Alisa Shuchuk. That's how good a friend she is. I can't even say her name right. She is going to be performing as a guest soprano soloist with the Vivaldi Chamber Choir for their concert Sullivan, With and Without Gilbert. This is the music of Arthur Sullivan, who was the musical half of the great team of Gilbert and Sullivan, but he wrote a lot of great stuff on his own as well. This is going to be happening at the St. Helens Church at 8th and Trimble, 4405 West 8th Avenue, Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. It's $25 for adults, $20 for seniors and students. Children under the age of 12 are free. A few details. The first act features the choir with four guest soloists singing highlights from some Gilbert and Sullivan shows, Pirates of Penzance, Pinafore, and The Mikado. And then the second act features some regal choral work
by Sir Arthur Sullivan. This is his choral Festival Te Deum, for which Alicia will be the soloist. And so it is a great afternoon of great music. And that, as I said, is happening Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock at the St. Helens United Anglican Church. Sorry, St. Helens Anglican at 8th and Trimble. And let's see, I think I had one more thing I wanted to mention. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be in a show next week at PAL, at the Performing Arts Lodge in Cole Harbor. By the Bayshore Inn on Cardero Street. Take a breath. It's Twelfth Night, Shakespeare's romantic comedy. It's a staged reading produced by Western Gold Theatre, some of Vancouver's finest senior actors, and me, your humble host. Some of the people involved include Eileen Barrett, Paul Batten, Bernard Cuffling, Steve James, David C. Jones, Terrence Kelly, Annabelle Kershaw, Rothgar Matthews, Vince Medcalf, and Marley Walchuk. Twelfth Night stage reading is happening at the Performing Arts Lodge PAL Studio Theater from March 10th to March 19th. Yeah, there's tickets available at Brown Paper Tickets, or you can find out more information by going to Western Gold Theater's website, which is, well, just Google Western Gold Theater and you will find that. Okay, that's it. That's our time. Well, that's it. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show, or you want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And don't forget, CITR's Fun Drive starts next week. Go to CITR.ca and click on the donate button and help us reach our goal to help improve our training and make better broadcasters coming out of CITR. Keep your radio on. Fresh Slice is up next, followed by Radio Zero at 2 o'clock. And then at 3:30, it's Napkin Boy with Nardwar the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
She pleases, oh, but then, oh, how she pleases.